Brad, it seems that umpires in the game are the biggest talking point. Can I ask you, from where you stand now, what's a bigger issue for the AFL? And granted, I know that they're intrinsically linked. Is it the abuse levelled at umpires within the AFL, which I know you've done your best to crack down? Or is it, as we've seen from the reporting from Sam Landsberg and the Herald Sun, is it the pathways of getting more umpires to want to become umpires early in their careers?
Well, you're right. It's all linked. I mean, I think a point to make really clear is that we never suggested nor thought that, you know, cracking down on umpire dissent at the elite level is going to solve every umpiring problem through community footy. I mean, but what we do is we take control of what we can control. And AFL players at the elite level setting the example for the rest of football in terms of how we interact with umpires is absolutely crucial. And there's no doubt we had some bumps along the road, and we had some teething problems with everyone adjusting to the crackdown on umpire dissent. But right now, it's a non-issue at AFL level. So, you know, we're seeing fewer and fewer examples of anything that even looks like dissent. So the players have adjusted really quickly, but that was never going to be a panacea for the challenge of attracting more umpires, both, you know, men and women, into the game. You know, we've talked regularly about being 6,000 umpires short at community level, and that's multifaceted. But the one thing we can do really quickly is set the right example at AFL level. And to the AFL players' credit, they've done a great job of that.
And as an extension to that, Brad, it's only a small sample. Has there been feedback starting to flow through from community football that what we're seeing at the pointy end is having an effect, a positive effect, with the way umpires are being treated at the lower levels?
There's absolutely been a positive effect, and that's fed through on a weekly basis through our community football team. And it's also, it comes back directly from the umpires themselves, that they've never enjoyed umpiring more than this year, because they're able to do their job, and it's clear that it's not acceptable for players to have a crack at them when they make a, you know, a poor decision or otherwise. And so that has been really clear. But the pathways through to umpiring is, as I said, it's a multifaceted problem, and we've got a lot of work to do in that space. And you know, the umpire dissent piece is just a tip of the iceberg for the work that we've got to do to make sure we attract more umpires to keep up with the growth in participation.